Well, 1984 seems like a long time ago for Shaw Grigsby, but that was the All-American win, and you've kind of shot off after that, haven't you?
Well, Terry, yeah, it's been a wonderful ride. I've had a great career and no complaints. I'm very, very blessed to be able to make a living doing something that I truly, absolutely love to enjoy and just very passionate about.
Well, I don't think anybody that knows you would not think you're passionate about it because you're always wound up and you love this game. And, you know, it's something, you know, everybody in life has something. You know, a guy can hit a baseball a long way or a guy that can run fast or whatever. And it's a natural for you to be in fishing.
Well, I love it. I mean, I truly do. If I get days off, I go fishing, and I'm looking for chances to go. So that's a fun thing. And just being in the outdoors, man, it's been a great blessing.
Well, you know, you're top 10 money winner, of course, and everybody knows that you just keep winning money and that kind of stuff. Had a great finish this year at Arkansas. But the television schedule a little bit is playing into the Shaw Grigsby fishing a little bit. And I'm sure, you know, if you had your way, of course, you want to do television. But by the same token, you know, you watch guys that get out of it. You know, you and I had the opportunity to talk about, you know, Denny Brower got out of it a little bit. Next thing you know, he starts getting hot. You know, Larry Nixon, same thing. You know, is it something that enters your psyche at all when you think about fishing, or you're always going to do the television deal?
You know, no, it's entered my mind many a times to get out of television. But, yeah, you know, the bottom line is it's very, very tough to compete and do a TV show. Most of the guys, I mean, even and you know, you mentioned Denny Brower. I mean, he's world's greatest. I mean, he and Kevin are like the best, biggest, you know, greatest anglers ever to live. And you look at that, at how hard he struggled and where he finished. I think he was 98th or something last year in 2005. And, you know, coming in 2006, he wins Horizon Award, the most, you know, advanced fisherman, or the one that finished the highest, you know, the biggest change in position. And he doesn't have a show this year. So if you look at that, you know, that you have to consider that over and over. I've seen that happen in people's lives. It's so hard to keep on that cutting edge of competition and do a television show. Those are very, very hard things to do. So I've thought about it. My fishing was a lot better back in 95, 94. You know, I went for Angler Year in 95 and lost it by just a hair. And so you look at it, yeah, I think maybe I wasn't real bright to start a TV show, but I enjoy that. And it's something that I like doing, and I hope continues for a long time. But I'd like to see a day when you can do both, you know, when your mind will be able to pick up the slack and you can both compete on the tour and do television. But that may never come about.
Well, you know, I look back at 84, and then I think about the All-American, and, you know, I had the privilege of being able to fish against you in years prior to that. And when you think about what happened prior to that, I mean, you were fishing locally, fishing the things that you like to fish, and really trying to hone those skills to be able to get to go and do the big leagues. And all of a sudden, the big leagues came along, and it came along with $100,000 or $50,000 at that time. Price tag went with it.
You know, that is. And the sport has progressed so much. You know, I won that $100,000, and it was like, holy cow, you never dreamed you could do that. And now guys are winning, you know, $250,000, $500,000. And it's like, oh, my gosh. You know, it's how the sport's progressed. And I'm sure those golfers, I remember doing a Bass and Golf TV show with Nick Price, and he had just won $1 million. And I said, how does it feel to win $1 million? And he's like, well, it didn't feel like any different than anything else, you know, because you're still just competing and all. But it is special. I mean, it's really special. And the sport is growing in leaps and bounds. And I tell you, the you know, everything from Bass Fan to the competitive tours, all the excitement that's going along with it. You see a lot of non-endemics getting into it. You know, the Coca-Colas and the gas companies now and there's so much more excitement around it. ESPN is pushing it hard. And when you see this, you're going, this is happening, and the future of the sport is pretty awesome. I can see a youngster now going, I'm going to fish for a living, and their dad's going, oh yeah, this is good. Because, you know, if you make it, it's like, you know, making it, you know, in baseball or hockey or any of the rest of the sports, you can make a serious good living.
You know, there's no gendered problem. There's not an age problem. I mean, you can fish till you die. You know, it's one of those kind of things. What's kind of funny is, you know, when I get to see you, I see you doing the television and all this stuff with your show. But then I've seen you also doing commentary, you know, at the classics and stuff. But that's got to be the second best job for you, because when you think about it, you want to be out there competing.
That's true, and you know, I've been blessed to be able to work for ESPN the last 3 years at the Classic, and it's been a lot of fun. I mean, you meet some great guys, and it's different. I mean, you know, my television show is reality TV. That's out on the water catching fish. But when you work for ESPN, that's network stuff. I mean, and a lot of it's live broadcast or just delayed by a little bit. You're wearing what they call an IFB, an earpiece in there, and you're hearing directions and hearing you need to do this and hearing information, and it's totally different, and it takes a special person to be able to learn that. And I don't think I've ever learned it exactly, you know, like some of those great announcers do. I mean, those announcers, they hear things and they'll count down a finish to the second. It's amazing. You know, they say, we need to be out of here in 5, 4, 3, and they're in a mid-sentence. And when they go 1, they finish it. It's the sentence is over, and I'm like, I'd be halfway in a word and not be able to get out of it. So you know, they're truly, you know, you look at announcers, and sometimes you go, golly, you know, we don't want to hear this at all. But they are, it's truly an art form. They're very, very skilled, very professional, and then to have all the adjectives and the things that describe things and all that they do a marvelous job. And I have been so impressed working with ESPN, top notch people.
You know, I got to tell you, you know, I've never told you this before, but Ron Franklin has to be my favorite play-by-play guy of all time. And, you know, I love sports and I love to watch him, but he's absolutely the epitome of what a play-by-play guy should be. And you had the opportunity to work with him.
Oh, yeah. And that's a blast, too, because he is the best. And, you know, it's been an honor. I mean, it's just an honor to be sitting beside these guys, talking to them and watching them work. And of course, it's different because when you see the finished product on television, you don't see what goes on behind the scenes and how much stuff he has to cover and how much stuff he has to, you know, how quick he has to handle the differences. You know, we got 10 seconds to get this in. It's like, oh, my gosh, how do you do that? You know, it'd take me 30 minutes just to say my name, you know. But anyway, it's really neat to be with the guys that are the best. You know, I mean, it's fun to watch that.
Talking about the best, you know, I always think kind of Guido Hibben kind of started this sight fishing thing, but if he's the father of sight fishing, you got to be right there with him as the son of sight fishing, because, you know, you've made such a reputation for being able to catch those fish off the bed. You know, you're versatile enough, you can catch them other ways too, but, you know, everybody knows Shaw Grigsby. You know, put that tube on the bed, by golly, he's going to get a boat ride. You know, it's one of those deals. So when you think about that, and you look at the tour season now, you have to be at, you know, 11 events and that kind of stuff with the Elite Series. It's kind of spreading things out a little bit. So you got to take, you know, make that sight fishing thing work for you early, but then you have to be versatile the rest of the year.
You know, what's interesting, Terry, this year was, in this season, you know, we had 3 or 4 sight fishing tournaments right up top, and they weren't my best tournaments, which was really disappointing. And I came on strong in those fall tournaments, you know, from Potomac and the Arkansas River and the Major, and then again at Table Rock Lake. You know, so I was really feeling that I was getting in a groove of fishing and feeling fishing. I'm rooming with Gary Klein. And he always makes you think, and he makes you a better angler. And it's not that he'll tell you, like, this is what I'm catching, because he won't do that. But what he'll do is he'll make you think about fishing and how and why and the little details. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you know. But and really, I think that relationship has helped me focus a lot better. And you know, even with the television schedule that I've had to shoot, you know, try to shoot some of my shows in between the BASS Elite Series, I'm still feeling and enjoying fishing and feeling better about the competition and just really truly was excited about where we were going and what we're doing. And I'm looking forward to next season. The sight fishing aspects, you know, we're probably going to have 2 or 3 tournaments and probably only next year maybe 2 that really have a sight fishing avenue, maybe 3 that'll have that. And then we're going to have the rest of them are going to be all different stuff. But you know what? I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be exciting. It's a challenge again to figure out the fish. What are they doing? Why are they doing it? You know, during the other times of the year, gosh, I love drop shotting. I had 2 experiences this year where I caught every fish sight fishing on my Lowrance GPS. Every one of them, you know, I'm looking at my sonar and I'd go over and I'd see a hook and I'd push my waypoint save right where that little arch was or little dot was. I'd turn around, drop the trolling motor. You know, do that maybe 3 different fish, turn around and come right back through them with my trolling motor, and all of a sudden they'd light up my graph, drop a drop shot, whack, catch a 3-pound smallie. Go a little bit farther, whack, catch another one. I'm going, oh gosh, I love this, you know, and then I drop down and catch a walleye or something stupid like that. But we were catching some wonderful fish doing that. And then at Table Rock, every fish was looking at my 111, my Lowrance 111, and I take a drop shot. And I'm using that, you know, little Quantum, it's actually a Mike Worm signature rod that Quantum has out that has a special drop shot keeper, makes it real simple. And, I just open it up, 8 pound, fluorocarbon line, drop it down, and watch the drop shot, the weight, and the worm would be, you could see it separated on the graph. So I could see the two little lines going down. I'd see the line of the fish down there at 30 feet or whatever, and I'd drop it down. Sometimes it'd be at 20. I'd drop it down. I'd stop it. One time I went a little too far. I saw a fish peel down from the top coming down at it. One peeled up from the bottom that I hadn't seen that was laying flat on the bottom, so he didn't show up on my graph. And they're fighting over it. I'm going, oh, yeah, and then, thunk, you feel the bite. You set the hook, and, oh, it was fabulous. I was so lit up about that as fishing. You know, when you're, it's like playing a video game, but it's real life. You're catching them. And I had a blast, 3 pound smallmouth and just wonderful fish. And the best thing about it also, I was catching them all on the Shaw Grigsby Series finesse worm out of, from Dick's Sporting Goods, which was really a cool, cool bait. And it's a dynamite drop shot and bait.
We started this thing talking about passion in the sport, and if you haven't figured it out by now, you're pretty passionate about it. Shaw, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you very much.
Well, I tell you, folks, when you talk about somebody that just absolutely loves to be out in the fishing world and is doing a great job as an ambassador of our sport, Shaw Grigsby, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.